Hello there. This is CJLO 1690 AM, broadcasting live from South by Southwest. We have a different setup today, so I will remind my guests to turn their little mics on the handle. But yeah, I'm joined on air by Aviva, our head music director.
Hello.
Sam, our hip hop music director.
What's up?
And CJLO alum extraordinaire Romano.
Hello. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, so South by Southwest. This is our first live broadcast from the festival in a minute, I believe. How's everybody doing? How was everybody's first day?
Tiring, exhausting, but this warm weather. I think we can't be complaining as Canadians right now, being here in Austin.
True.
That's true.
Yeah, I put on shorts and walked outside for the first time this morning in a very long time.
That doesn't even sound real to me. That's wild.
Yeah, I'm just like not a shorts person in general, so I'm back in the pants. But yeah, it's nice to do this in March.
Yeah, the high today is like 90 degrees Fahrenheit, like 25. It's insane. I got a tattoo in like November that nobody's seen, and now it's out. It's
you didn't
out.
Think people would be seeing it in March, but here we are.
Yeah. So there is a music festival in town, not just great weather.
Is there a music festival in town, really?
Yeah. So. How many shows did everybody go to last night? It was super packed for me.
I was only at one venue, but I think 9 artists. So that's, yeah, quite a bit.
Oh, whoa. So you back to back.
Yeah.
You went to the Milwaukee Hip Hop.
Yeah, the 3500 Entertainment Doghouse Showcase for Milwaukee Low End and Southern Hip Hop. It was really cool. Yeah, it was like rapid fire 10-minute sets. There was, I think, like 15 artists on the bill.
And, oh, wow.
Some definitely, it was eclectic. Like, there was hyper-pop artists, Southern hip-hop, pop rap, and the Milwaukee Showcase to end the show, as well as UK rapper Skywater, which I only caught a part of because I left to see something else. But, yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah. I imagine, like, on our social media, you had some of the most hectic shots of the entire...
Yeah. There was, at one point, I think 20 people on stage. And, like, I don't know who they were. It wasn't people from the crowd. It was people who, like, filed out of the back room following people on stage.
So just, like, green room? The entire green room?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So the green room, it's like, that's a packed green room then.
Yeah, and that's a small, the Empire Control Room, that's, like, maybe, max 100, maybe. And yeah, it was packed.
Was that the one that was kind of like indoor outdoor?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I tried getting in for Polo Perks, I think.
Yep.
It was sold out, or hit capacity by like 11.
Yeah. No, I got in like 8:30, and it was full by 9:30. So yeah, definitely feel lucky to have gone to that because I doubt he will ever come to Montreal. But yeah.
Wow. Do you want to play a Polo Perks song just to get
sure.
in the vibe?
Just, I guess, precursor language for sure. The Milwaukee scene, it's kind of burgeoning underground hip hop. A lot of syncopated claps, a lot of ridiculous lyrics, and they go for pop punk Midwest emo samples a lot.
Yes, this is what I've noticed when I was looking at the South by stuff like... the collaborations that Polo Perks does,
yeah,
really weird, like indie samples.
Yeah, I think one of the songs I got on there is a Teen Suicide sample, Ricky Eats Acid, the song called, and yeah, that's with A.O. Lee and Fear Dorian, who were also playing part of the Doghouse Collective, and yeah.
Let's get into it then. Here's Polo Perks.
White hoes probably think I'm awesome.
Anyway by La Securite. Montreal icons, I guess, here down at South by Southwest. We were talking a little bit off air, and they played 16 times, according to Alex Ferns, this is 16 times last year, and now they're killing it. Romano, you went and saw them last night or 2 days ago?
I saw them last night, yeah. And they were, well, they're always great. I was at South by last year. I got to see them twice. And it's funny because I just never have the chance to, for some reason, like, see them in Montreal. It's my schedule never lines up, but it's like whenever I'm at South by, I just, for some reason, it always just works out that I get to see them. They are a great live band. And I know that sometimes they'll do like, they even do like these DJ sets where they had their last record. They did a, like an electronic remix of it. So they'll sometimes do like a DJ set of that, of like these remixes, and then they'll go into their more like art, pop punk type stuff, and it's great. It's definitely, I'm gonna try to go see them again even this week. They're awesome.
Yeah, I think I'm seeing them at 3:30 today, so it's at one of the like unofficial showcases. I think it's like Friendship is Beautiful or something like that they're playing. Yeah, great name for an unofficial showcase. I really, really like them. I saw them for pop like maybe 2 years ago with like Pi Pi and stuff like that. And I thought it was like pretty great. Like, they played with Barbara for the Queen, which is just like a good lineup. But yeah, I'm super excited to see how they've developed, because all these bands, I've noticed like there's a trend where you come to South by Southwest when you want to like hit the runway and take off, because you know, you're cooking with something.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just like goes to even going, you know, they were here last year. Now they're again, they're here this year. And I was, you know, I noticed how, for example, like last year, you know, they were packing up venues. So there were a lot of people. So even though they played 16 shows, like people were always at those shows because they're, you know, they're a great live band. But now like this year, I feel like everyone knows who they are because of last year, and like more people are even going to see them now. So it's like, it took me, I think, you know, even like as a, like a badge holder, normally it's just get into a venue, like, you know, maybe 30 seconds, they just check your ID. But it took me like, I think like 10, 15 minutes to get into the Swan Dive to go see them last night. So it really goes to show how they've been developing themselves like at these, you know, festivals, and, you know, people are taking notice for sure.
Yeah. The Swan Dive was like on and off crazy last night. I noticed, because I was in and out of there like quite a bit. I saw Truck Violence. That's my
I was there too. Yeah.
Oh, wow. They killed it. They were literally climbing up into the rafters, and like I was worried for their for Chris Clegg, their bass player, because he was up there. And that was all those entirely new music set, so it's like a great preview of what they've got cooking. Apparently it's coming out in like September or something like that, and they were just reviewed by Pitchfork, broke the they got that 8.0. Oh, so wow. You know, Verge of Best New Music, and you know, it's like a re-release of their album, so you know Pitchfork would have gave them the best new music if they were on it enough to actually review this thing when it came out. They can't be like, oh, we're 9 months late, but best new music. So I think they might be gearing up for something big in September. It was funny, I was talking to Carson a couple of weeks ago, the lead singer, and he asked me, who do you think is going to blow up from South by Southwest? And money's on Truck Violence right now.
Honestly, I think it could be, but it's like, I think both that's true, but also wouldn't that be so funny? Because they're so, a Montreal band that is so Alberta, like it's so Canadian. Like there's no like I feel like in a place like Texas, you know, with the Texas Alberta connection, like there is a sort of a shared understanding of what Truck Violence is like going for in its like in its lyrics and in their look. But it'd be interesting if Truck Violence is the big band, because it's like, it's such a uniquely Canadian like point of view.
True. I mean, like I'm from Calgary, so I can like attest, like Austin and Calgary, very similar in a lot of ways. This is the perfect city for a band like Truck Violence to blow up in, because the culture is very similar. It's a redneck state, but a cultural city kind of enclave inside. And it's the perfect fusion of all that, and it's a little exotic with the Canadian flair here. So, yeah, excited. Hopefully, are they doing another set this week?
Or? Oh, yeah, I think they're doing a couple. I'd have to check, but I know they're at least doing two. I think they are playing, they're playing the Range showcase.
Awesome.
Yeah, a few, like, late night ones, I think.
Yeah, and
It looks like they're looking to play as much as possible, too, at least from our conversation. So they'll be around, and highly recommend that if you get the chance. I guess, Aviva, we haven't talked about your night yet.
Yeah.
What'd you get up to? We saw Milkweed together, but then we, like, parted ways.
Yeah, so I was really bouncing around. Last night was the night where I didn't have, like, I had a lot of things that I sort of wanted to check out, but nothing, like, my schedule wasn't super tight, I guess. So I was hopping around a ton, started at Milkweed, which is this, like, experimental, almost kind of performance arty British folk duo. It really did turn into performance art at the end.
Yeah, it was very much so performance art, like holding poses while on stage, like a literal acting out. It's funny. They were so different than what they sounded like on the recorded stuff. I thought like the recorded stuff had a lot deeper in tone, like a deeper tone and just like sound wise, like a bigger sound itself. And I wonder what would happen if they were maybe playing like a bigger venue than the Velveeta room, because it was very intimate, but I felt like I had a weird feeling that I was like, I would love it if these speakers were just louder and a lot more bass.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause they were doing so much on stage. They had a tape loop, they had pedals going on, even though it really, for the most time, they started with, I think, a fiddle, but it was really mostly just vocals and a banjo that was really distorted. But yeah, I really wish we could have heard a little bit more like detail in like the mix and in what was going on, because yeah, I don't think it was necessarily the right venue for it. Also just when you're at like a big festival with a bunch of music industry people and you're doing something kind of performance arty, it's a mixed crowd is what I'll say. Like I was there for it, but yeah. Maybe not everyone was.
Yeah. It's, it was very, very interesting what they were up to. It felt weird coming to that after Truck Violence is kind of performance art too, but like, it's, it felt like it needed to be its own little thing. And that if like maybe in the context of go to a Milkweed show that's headlining Milkweed and you'll get that vibe in like spades.
Yeah. Because the rest of that, that like Broadside Hacks showcase. I mean, it was a folk showcase, but it was a lot of like indie folk and, you know, stuff that, you know, I also really like Toronto's His kicked off the night, but like that's, it's indie folk. It's like a very different vibe. So yeah, I don't know if this was the best place to showcase Milkweed. But I guess after that, I was hopping around a ton, but I guess maybe the highlight of my night is a show that I accidentally went into because I got my timings wrong and I thought that I was going to see Mary in the Junkyard, but that had happened an hour before because the South by app logged me out of my account. So I was really just like scrolling and scrolling like all night, hence why I was like jumping around. But when I got to Antoine's venue, I got there in time for Monoblock, which is a band out of New York City. And I was literally like hearing them from outside, literally just like, what is this? Like, I want to know what this is. Come in, it was really packed. And yeah, they're this band out of New York. Really, like the moment I walked in, I was like, oh, they're doing a bit of a Strokes thing. And maybe recorded. I still haven't listened to them recorded. So it might be, I don't know if it'll be more or less, in their recorded stuff, but the band was really connected. The lead singer was just super charismatic, like young band, probably early 20s. The stage presence was awesome. And yeah, if they sound like the Strokes, well then that's okay.
Yeah. Not a bad thing to sound like.
Not a bad thing. And yeah, and they all seemed, yeah, they were playing really well. So yeah, it was really, really engaging. So I'm glad that I stumbled into it.
All right, I guess like let's hear what they sound like on tape because yeah, may as well, right? So here's "I'm Just Trying to Love You" by Monoblock, and we'll be right back with you. You're listening to CJLO 6090 AM.
need to, but I choke right when I see you. Give me your words, whatever's out there, get it all. We'll be right back.
So CJLO 6090 AM, we're back live on air from South by Southwest. You just heard Annie Claude Deschamps, another Montreal artist who's down here, who I went and saw at the Italians Do It Better showcase last night, which was some of my favorite performances from the entire evening. I went and saw Cap Bambino, which I played at the top of the hour, and whoa, there is some energy there. They're doing like a kind of like a Crystal Castles thing that is like, but like post-punk Crystal Castles, like turned up to the max, like intensity and volume. And it's like, I've never seen, anyways, a very, very intense stage performance, very, very intense music, very cool. All backlit too with like crazy lights. I guess we're talking off air for a bit, and I guess it's time to transition to our South by Southwest must-sees. Does anybody want to start us off?
I guess, yeah, we were just talking about it, but my I think my top pick to see is Fantasy of a Broken Heart. They're a kind of art pop psych pop duo out of Brooklyn, who just released an album last year called Feats of Engineering, and it's awesome. It's a great album. It's really just like a whimsical, fun indie pop. And they're playing a ton of unofficial showcases, but less official ones. So I'm going to one of the unofficial ones this afternoon around 5. But yeah, they're definitely my like top band that I really want to see. And then other than that, I really want to see Wishy, who also had an album in 2024. I think I'm going to check them out at their Planetary Showcase, but maybe this afternoon, depending.
For me, it's the band Mail from Ireland is like top of the list right now. They're like a feminist kind of post-punk, but like stripped down raw post-punk sound. And like they've been releasing some singles, and I think they have an album coming out in May, but their last album was really, really good. Kind of like a, I don't know, femme vocal spooky sound, which is like kind of like a core tenet of like what I like in music. It's like femme vocal spooky sound, I'm gonna be on board. But this is like it done very, very well.
When are they playing? Because I also, I've been trying to put them somewhere in my schedule.
Oh, good question. So I know they're playing this afternoon at 4:25. I think it's a bit off the grid, so I don't know if I'll make it. I think it's like around Hotel Vegas or something like that. Let me just look at my schedule right now and see where I'm planning to catch them. I don't know if it's going to be tonight or tomorrow, but we will see.
I'm also a big fan of femme voices, spooky sounds, usually in a slightly different way than you, but I do feel like I have them on my South by playlist as well.
Yeah, it's femme vocal spooky sound is for me something truly, truly nice. It's, I don't know, there's something about it that just gets to it. So they're playing 13th Floor on the 14th of March at midnight. So
cool.
It's I'm planning to get over there. That's one of the things I want to hit really, really, really badly. Maybe I'll just go see them this afternoon too. There, I know on the 13th there's this big thing at Hotel Vegas with a lot of bands that I want. So that's gonna be
my big must see. That's during that showcase on the 13th. Maruja, post punk band, jazz punk kind of stuff out of Manchester. They put out a ton of EPs over the last couple of years, and I adore them. Like, they might be, if they put out a full-length album, they might be in my top 10 groups of all time. Like, everything they've put out, like, I just love. Super long songs, lots of proggy, wild drumming, saxophone, needling, heavy stuff. And they're playing a few shows this week, but like a half-hour set tonight and then some longer ones later. But hopefully I can catch more than one, because I'd rather see them here than pay whatever in Montreal.
Yeah, or you know, go across the pond.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
What about you, Romano? What you got?
Well, Sam, that's a good shout because they're on my list. And I'm like, maybe like they're not at the top of my list because a lot of these artists that I'm trying to go see, like I literally just heard for the first time last week. And like, that's the beauty of South By. It's just you're listening to artists that you've never heard of and then they become your favorite artists. Like there was this artist I discovered last year, Max Diaz. And it was a situation where, you know, like if he was talking about, oh, there's like, let's say, because Hotel Vegas, like for people who are not familiar with Austin, there's like downtown Austin. And then there's like across the bridge, still very close to the core where all the concerts are. There's a bunch of other venues and like that's where Hotel Vegas is. So like if you want to go to Hotel Vegas, like you better know the bands that are going to be there because it is a bit of a travel, even though I think they have like free transport, you know, going over there. I guess what was my point? So yeah, I discovered this. I went all the way to this venue. I literally had to Uber. That's how far it was. Last time I was here last year, this guy, Max Diaz, it's like, you know, post-punk, hardcore, you know, kind of funny. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but he's really great. He ended up being my number one listen to artist on Spotify.
Wow.
I binged his record. And you know, I, you know, would message him like throughout the year, like we were on and off and I'm like, oh, you should come to Montreal. He was really great. So all this to say is, that's, yeah, I guess the beauty of South By. Long story short, bands I'm trying to see, like must-sees this time around. I just saw a band that I actually might go see again called Jen and the Degenerates. And they're really good. I know they toured with local Montreal band Nobro. But this is like, I feel like Nobro is more like, let's say like a punk band. And it's really just like, obviously vocals don't really matter in the punk rock genre. But I guess Jen, the lead singer, definitely has some pipes and she's really, really talented singer. And the band was really great. I saw them at the British Embassy. So that's definitely a band I might want to check out again. But then on, I want to give two more shout outs while I got the time. Let's see. So maybe even though I've already seen them, but I'd love to go see them again. They're playing Hotel Vegas, Frankie and the Witch Fingers, you know, garage, psychedelic rock, really great. I have a band t-shirt that I brought because maybe I'll show up in it. And then is there one more? There's just, I don't know if you guys know this band. So this is YHWH Nail Gun.
Oh, Nail Gun. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Sam and I were talking about it. Yeah. They apparently have some very, elaborate stage presence or elaborate videos up on YouTube.
Their singer, I've seen like a few videos of them performing in New York, and their singer is the most theatrical person I've ever seen in my life. Like Freddie Mercury style theatrics and vocals.
Like Future Islands style. Like,
even more than that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, more than Future Islands. Okay. Wow.
I definitely want to see them at some point because it seems like they put on like a chaotic live show.
Well, they were on my like maybes, but I didn't know that. So now they're switched to my definitely go see.
Yeah. And also they're on the unofficial circuit. So like if you can't catch their official showcases, I saw like maybe 5 or 6 shows that on the official list. It's an Austin Chronicle article that just lists about a bunch, and they're playing like a bunch of like noon shows like every single day, so you can get that kind of off schedule, you know, skip lunch, go see Yahweh Nail Gun. The official shows are really rounded at the schedule. I thought I was gonna have to make some hard choices, and now the hard choice is the amount of food I want to eat and time I want to sit down. So I'm really liking it so far.
I'm like living off of food trucks this week. Literally just, there's food trucks all like on Red River, which is like the main street where a lot of the venues are at. They're selling food literally everywhere. So like, I'm trying not to sit down anywhere right now, really just popping in, you know, grabbing food from wherever and kind of just like living on the streets and living in venues, right?
I had some pretty great tacos last night, I have to say. I haven't had just like a food truck taco in a while.
Did you go to, there's this taco place, like it's on Trinity if you go south, and it's like in an alley. Like you have to literally pop in. It's right near the Registrant's Lounge where you get a free drink every day with that little.
Okay, I was trying to find, because I remember walking by that during the afternoon and being like, there's a ton of food trucks in this one area. And then I was trying to get there on my way to the show last night. And just, I think I was just on the wrong side of the building or something. But I want to go back because like there's a ton of food trucks in that like one little
And there's like activations, and there's even like, for, I went in and tried this like THC mushrooms drink that like wasn't just like, you know, hints of mushroom. Like I was pretty dazed. But I guess if you drink it more often, you'd be used to it. But like it comes in like a can. It's literally just like a seltzer. It's wild. And that, so if you basically, if you, Sao Paulo house, like there's like this Brazilian house, which is impossible to get into. It's like on the way there.
I also, I must have literally just been like down the street, but like in the wrong direction, because I passed Sao Paulo house and it looked crazy from the outside too. Like there was like party down the block. No, I got a taco. It was like a little, seemed like kind of like a mom and pop place across in the parking lot, like across from the Swan Dive.
That's the best place.
Yeah,
it's like it was my takeaway. It was like, like a salsa green, like style food truck on the outside.
It was funny. I got a taco, and the girl, she was like, teenager, like, I don't know, maybe like 18, was like ringing me up, and she was like, "Have you been here before?" And I was like, "No, I just got here." She was like, "You look like a different white girl." Well, I'm sure I do. I was like, "That's not like." That's a conversation I'd get back in Virginia. That's not a conversation you get in Montreal. And I appreciate it.
Yeah. The distinctive Eva look has been.
she's like, ah, it was a different white girl with glasses. And I was like.
Yeah, it's
a lot of us down here.
What's it called? One of the things we were talking about is how nobody's else has unlocked the Montreal specific big pants technology like Montreal has. The closest I saw was Terraplana, they're like a shoegaze band from Brazil. We're wearing fairly big pants, but nobody's on the big pants train like Montreal.
That's true. I saw Josion, I think is how you pronounce it. Another kind of Gen Z shoegaze band from LA, and they had big pants, but. A shoegaze band, like, yeah, a shoegaze band is going to have big pants. They honestly look, they looked like they could generally blend in Montreal, but, like, one of the guys was wearing, like, a Doors t-shirt, and I was like, you wouldn't see that in Montreal.
I feel so out of the loop. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about. The big pants.
Like, okay,
tiny shirt, big pants? Big shirt, tiny pants? Like, the general silhouette aesthetics of fashion in different cities. Montreal is even verging on big shirt, big pants, I would say.
Yeah, it's going full skater. Basically, I've noted this trend is brought to you by all the hyperpop DJs on CJLO, specifically big pants people, where their pants are just huge. They got some huge pants. And most of them are tiny shirt, huge pants, but this is cool with the kids, like a look.
We're here in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest, talking about big pants.
So what else is everybody going to go see tonight? Is there any like big showcase thing that you're looking forward to? Personally, I'm looking forward to checking out, it's a little bit off the way, but there's an artist from Japan called Sai is a Riot Girl inspired take on like hip hop and trap, and the album is again weird femme vocals, spooky sounding music, so gotta go to that. And it just, yeah, it's like with like the evil sounding edge, and I'm like super super excited for that. I think it's at 9 p.m around at like Quattro Gatto, which is on the other side of the city for most of the other stuff I'm going to tonight, but I'm gonna make the trek because I don't see any other shows. Anybody else got like something that jumps out as like?
There's the BBC introducing showcase on the 13th. There's a electronic grime experimental DJ, rapper, singer. It's very unclassifiable music. Black Fondue, that's playing as part of that. I love. Well, he's only got two songs out, but both have been like kind of mind blowing to me. That showcase as well has a lot of really cool inventive British artists that excited to check out.
Yeah, that place has a weird vibe on the outside though.
Yeah, it's like British Music Embassy, and it's talking about like tech and gaming and stuff on the outside. I don't really understand.
Does the UK own that place? Like I can't imagine.
It's a UK colony in the middle of Austin.
It's not on Google Maps as like its own thing. So I think it changes back into something else when South By is over.
Well, it's just the British music. Yeah. So that is, that's Palm on 6th. That's what the British Music Embassy is, I'm pretty sure. Mm. No? And then, because that's the thing too, like, for example, last year Swan Dive was Canada House. And that's
right.
But now, because, you know, obviously there's a lot of tension between our two countries, us Canadians, you know, being here is kind of funny with everything going on. But so they actually got rid of the Canada House, even though there's a bunch of Canadian acts that are still playing at Swan Dive this year at South By. It's not Canada House, but like British Music Embassy is now there.
Okay.
At, yeah, Palm.
Interesting. Yeah. I feel like Swan Dive is still like de facto Canada House because the Mothland thing was there. Pop thing is there tonight. It's the Range stuff.
I think
there
the
as
Range
well?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Range is at Chess Club.
Oh, oh yeah. Okay, yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. So it's just kind of like, well, that's where all the Canadians are anyway.
We like being there. I mean, I spent like
it's a, great venue.
A crazy amount of hours there last year. And even like last night, I was pretty much there all night. It was a great vibe.
Yeah. It's, yeah, it did seem like the Canada music capital of Austin, Texas, at least for yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And they continue to be, because I didn't think like Women in Music might be there as well. There's like a ton of stuff that's still happening. The OBGMs are playing tonight at Swan Dive. Like there's Bon Enfant is playing Swan Dive. Like there's a bunch of Canadian acts that are.
Yeah, it's the pop. It's the pop. The pop showcase.
Is that the pop showcase?
Yeah, okay. The pop is inside. M for Montreal is on the patio starting tonight at like 8. I think I'm going to spend a decent amount of time there. A lot of it's a mix. It's a lot of locals that I see all the time, like Ribbon Skirt, Knitting, but then a lot who I've never seen before. And I do really want to see like Alex Ferns, Claire L starting out the night. So yeah, a lot of stuff to see there. I think that that's honestly going to be what I've been talking to, like, are like radio reps and people that we work with outside of Montreal. A lot of them have been telling me that they're going to come to that Pop Montreal show. Cause I think it's like, it's stacked. It's really stacked. Like even outside of like my personal bias of like friends and also just like loving Montreal music, like Montreal is bringing like insane acts to South By this year. Like it's kind of
just general quality has been super, super high in my, like I don't like if you lined up any city's bands it, like toe to toe with Montreal, like I think would you just blow them out of the water.
I agree. So.
No bias.
No. Like truly. Like again, we've listened through the whole South By playlist. It's not like I'm obsessed with every band that's playing at the Pop and M4 showcase, but like, you know. Toe to toe, yeah.
Yeah, like New York, bring your best. I think we got you.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, it goes back to what you were talking about with Carson from Truck Violence. Like, I've been thinking this for like a little bit. Like, obviously, in like my job at CJLO, I'm kind of always thinking, like, okay, like, so Montreal had its like big music. I mean, it's had a few, obviously, music eras, but like, I feel like the last huge era in Montreal music was like the kind of early 2010s. You think like Arcade Fire and like the Arbutus sort of, you know, breakthrough of like that, of the sort of Montreal chill sound. So I feel like we're kind of due for another like big Montreal music explosion onto the world stage. And for a while I've been like, okay, like when do we think that's going to happen? Like, I don't know. But the South By is kind of making me feel like it's kind of due. Like I think it's coming soon, and it might be like, and it's, I think it's just about like what bands are really gonna like pop through and what bands are gonna kind of cement a new Montreal sound for the world stage.
Yeah, so it's definitely gonna involve something like post-punky, shoegazy, noisy, but there's a new Montreal sound coming, and it's so I think like my explanation for this is there's like a socioeconomic reason that this happens. Mm-hmm. Montreal is the one place on this continent where you can find a place where you can rent, have a job that's chill enough where you can be a really dedicated musician and have practice space to do that and venues to play and places to like develop in a way that like, if you're paying $2,000 a month in New York, you're not going to get. If you're paying like all these exorbitant rents in LA, you're not going to get. The thing is, it's like you can show up to Montreal with a guitar and kind of make it happen in a way that you can't in other places because there's the infrastructure there, but also the like if you live life low enough to the ground, you can be a successful musician.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like again, like even post COVID, like you know, a lot of venues we have seen kind of die off, but they're coming back. Like we're still like, I think that there's still like post COVID enough, just like self starting within the independent scene itself, that like yeah, that this is possible in a way that at least from what I've seen, it's not so much in other cities. Because I just think about like the amount of just like totally like unsigned Montreal artists that are here at South By versus like even if you go like streaming numbers, like we have a lot more really small artists that have made it to South By than cities like New York, LA, Chicago are sending.
Yeah, people are willing to take a chance on their music in Montreal, and they should because it's good. Like you listen to the playlist and You stop at the Montreal artist. In my mind. Who knows? Like maybe
it's all biased. But...
maybe in the room beside us, there's a New York radio station down here with a bunch of alumni talking about how they're cooking everybody. But
and they're definitely wrong.
Yeah,
so we're clear. Montreal is the best.
Yeah. Objectively, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I don't know. I think it's a special time in Montreal music, and I'm really excited to be a Montreal radio station during that time. Yeah, but it sounds like also Wisconsin's cooking up something for hip hop.
Yeah, but shout out Montreal. I do want to do a little plug for CJLO's YouTube channel. I do videography for the bands that come in, and if you want to see local Montreal acts on video in a closed studio setting, that's where the spot's happening. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out Zach.
Yeah, and we've
big
got
shout out Zach.
Yeah, Zach, the hardest working,
the hardest person. Honestly, yeah. If we're talking about like who is sustaining the Montreal music scene, it's Zach Bruce.
Yeah, yeah, Atlas carrying the universe. That's Zach Bruce and the Montreal music scene. But yeah, I think we're going to be going on hopefully a tear with the sessions too very recently because I've been talking to people, talking about the sessions that I want to do. I know some of the sessions that other people want to do, and I'm very, very excited to like see what we end up producing.
Yeah, definitely with bands and artists that you can see here at South By. We've got one with Ribbon Skirt coming up at the end of this month. That's going to go on the 514 on Mondays at 3 p.m. I should know.
Correct. Shout out Mateo.
I work those days. Got one hopefully in store with Alicia Clara when her new EP drops later this spring. And also potentially, I'm making a lot of promises on air, but this is all stuff that I've talked to Zach about with Honora, who's going to also be playing in the Women in Music Canada, or just Women in Music now showcase later this week as well. Great local soul R&B artist. So yeah, a lot coming up at CJLO.
Get in on the ground floor, listen to CJLO, check out our sessions.
If you have time for, you know, tiny desk shows, if you're watching that on YouTube, like subscribe to CJLO, watch that because you're seeing stuff that's going to like, it's not even there yet. And you could be like, you know, it's bragging rights for life that you saw these bands when they first started.
Well, the thing about Tiny Desk is you've already kind of made it if you're doing a Tiny Desk thing.
Exactly.
Like, you're going to play, like, if you're a Canadian band, you're playing the Junos and you're about at that level. We're at the Junos in 2 years is the CJLO crowd right now. And so we're really at the cutting edge.
The Polaris long list is the vibe that we have.
The Rob from the short list is the CJLO bread and butter.
I do have a friend on the inside of Polaris right now, and I've been sending stuff along.
Yeah, we should just all get on the jury.
I literally forgot I was going to this year, and I forgot. But it's November. Reminder to everyone: put in your calendars. The application deadline is in November.
Yeah, we've got to stop this whole giving it to all these people who deserved it 5 years ago. Business. Somebody just needs to get robbed, and you can't go back and fix the past and like stop robbing the newer artists. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion.
Agree. Yep. Well, I feel like, and a lot of people will see, let's say, like more well-known acts, and then they're like, oh, like I wish like I would have seen them live like 5 years ago when they came out with this album that I really liked. Well, it's like, you know, be in touch with like the local music scene and like, you know, stay tuned to CJLO and you'll be able to do that and like exactly. listen to these artists when they're coming out with like their best stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. Is it like approaching?
Yeah, so we got about 2 minutes left to talking. I guess for us, the next thing to say is we're going to be back at it tomorrow. Same time, same place. 1 p.m. Montreal time, noon Austin time, talking about our nights at the festival and our adventures. Romano, you're welcome back, of course.
I would love to come back. Yeah. If my schedule's open, I'm definitely here.
Yeah, and so tune into that if you want to keep posted about what we're doing. But also follow us on Instagram, CJLOMTL. We're going to be posting pretty much everything we go see. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about making like a highlight reel up there from what we did last night and then continuing the and then maybe doing some slice of life stuff because, you know, Austin's an interesting place.
Lots of wild stuff going around just on the sidewalks even. So,
yeah. You can see me and Cam's potential fried chicken late lunch.
Yes.
Hopefully. For schedule slash up.
Yeah. And if you're out there listening and you're in Austin, you know,
come say hi. I know you're all around there.
Yeah. Drop me a line. program@cjlo.com. Yeah. Come get fried chicken with us. It'll be nice. Anyways, I want to send us out on a new single from a Montreal band. Knitting dropped this a week ago.
Friends of the Station.
This one's Nightlight, and I think that will finish us off. But yeah, tune in tomorrow. Same time, same place. And this has been, I guess, our South by Southwest official broadcast. And yeah, Knitting will take it away.
At Cinema Public, we offer a theatrical program made up of local films and international new releases, classics and little-known nuggets, as well as short films and family screenings. Our tickets are among the cheapest in Montreal, $10 for a regular entry or $8 for students, children, and seniors. We also offer 6-ticket movie cards for even more savings. Come see us at Casa d'Italia, just across from John Tolon Metro, and visit cinemapublic.ca to discover our programming. The Cinema Public for a lively cinema.
Do you like bubble baths? Hot cocoa on cold night? Snuggling up with a sweetie and listening to the radio? Well, if you answered yes to at least two of those, might I suggest Advice by the Fireplace, CJLO's number one easy listening comedy advice talk radio show hosted by me, Delilah Karen. We bring on a guest or two from the Montreal comedy world to answer real...